Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we've been taking a look at a bunch of different Supergirl properties.
Stuff with Supergirl in it, not necessarily Supergirl in the title.
No, but she has to be in it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Well, Supergirl is not the name of this movie. She's probably the fourth or fifth main character in it.
She's maybe like the second draw for people. And the number one draw isn't the person in the title.
No.
It's Keaton Batman.
Yes. Or the person in the title and then another version of that person, because there's two of them.
Correct.
Please leave a like, because of course we're talking about The Flash 2023, a movie that I consider disgusting.
Disgusting.
Fucking hideous looking, putrid execution. It tries to be a love letter to multiple DC universes, and it just does the worst version of every single one of them.
100%.
And it also gets worse as it goes.
That's kind of true, isn't it?
Yes.
How do you feel about this, James? Because sometimes you watch a movie and it's so bad that it's good.
Mm.
Sometimes you watch a movie and it's pretty average. Sometimes, if you're us, we have to watch a movie that's just okay or disgusting like three times. Because we had to watch it once for our podcast, The Weekly Planet.
Mm.
Then we decided for some reason to record a commentary for this for our subscription service, Big Sandwich.
Or patreon.com/MrSandoMovies. There's so much going on there, including Supergirl comics and whatever.
Terrifico. And then we got to do a Caravan of Garbage. This is the big one. So it's certainly not good enough to watch it three times, but
no.
Now it's over. Once we record this video, it's over. Yeah. We never have to watch it again.
It's over, and I also think it's not boring because
yeah.
there's so much nonsense in it. And even there's some glimmers of like, oh, and then it just goes back to being awful again, almost immediately. Anyways, this was first announced, this version, in 2017.
Mm.
But there's been multiple versions of this happening for at least two decades. Even in the 90s, and they were trying to get a version done. This is before and around the series that happened, which we've talked about for The Flash. This has had various directors. The production of this movie alone ran the entire length of The Flash TV show.
That's true.
And they don't even give him a disrespectful cameo.
Grant Gustin is not even in this as some sort of horrific AI CG monster in this. You know?
Which is weird because Ezra Miller is in that show. But it was announced as this version, a Flashpoint adaptation at Comic-Con 2017.
First of all, big mistake. Stop adapting Flashpoint, DC.
Yeah.
There's other Flash stories.
There's some stories where he's got to run fast, but then there's a guy who runs faster than him, and he's like, who is it even? And it might be him, but
sometimes it's him, sometimes it's a friend of his, or his wife, or whatever, or one of his kids, or a descendant of him, or a mirror image guy, or like somebody from his dreams, or whatever, or
but those dreams are real, actually.
Sometimes the dreams are real, actually. But there's other Flash stories you could adapt, including just the Flash fight some bad guys.
Like Captain Cold or
the Rogues, his famous Rogues gallery,
yeah.
of which we've seen none in any of his DCEU appearances.
No, Captain Boomerang.
Oh, yeah, but he never... Oh, he does fight Captain Boomerang in Suicide Squad.
I mean, fight.
Yeah.
He visits him at a bank.
That's right. This movie, I think, has a fairly strong opening because it consists of an element that I think is sorely lacking in most superhero media, which is just superheroes fighting crime and saving people.
I don't disagree. I think, look, the falling babies and the dog and all of that, that I consider...
Baby in a microwave.
Yeah, baby in a microwave. I don't think any of that looks good, but it is kind of... I like the fun Looney Tunes kind of nature to it.
If we got one movie a year that was just kind of that stuff, I'd be like, this is pretty good. This is solid. This is solid fast food superhero stuff, you know what I mean?
A fast burrito or whatever. Dude, also, cook your own meals. Why are you waiting? You're always late for some reason, which doesn't make any sense because you're the fastest man alive. And then you have to wait on people to make your food. You make it.
My first note here just says one of the all-time worst cafe customers. Because he shows up and there's a guy he hasn't met
before. I have a regular order.
She would have it ready by the time I get here. Well, adapt.
Yeah.
Improvise, man. What are you doing? He's so Big Bang Theory coded, this guy.
Yeah, he is.
Also, the thing about this movie is, because in all his previous appearances, this version of The Flash is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this movie, they've assumed that, you know, in the gap between his last appearance, he's become better at being The Flash.
Yep.
He's sort of matured a little bit.
Slick suit.
I'm like, okay, I'm sort of on board with this. You know, he's more responsible. He knows how to run, which is good if you're The Flash, etc. But then what they do is they just lump him with the previous version of himself, who is incredibly Big Bang Theory coded and incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
No. At least it makes...
Oh, I guess you had to because you're doing Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah. But also, Flashpoint isn't about him hanging out with himself.
No.
It? Well, look, speaking of this world, the world that they've crafted here, it feels like it is cobbled together from the scraps, the detritus of various collapsing universes.
Mm.
This feels like a collapsed universe, and it is because there's like 9 different movie and comic universes they're squashing into this. This is Superman Red Sun plus Flashpoint plus a Tim Burton Batman sequel plus a Man of Steel sequel plus a Justice League sequel. Mm. And it's also a reboot of the universe, sort of.
And a significant portion of it is taking place during Man of Steel, but in a different universe as well. Pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
And also we know by the end of this, and we knew going into this, that this was going to be the last movie of the DCEU.
No, the last movie ends with Patrick Wilson eating a fucking cockroach.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's towards the end, whatever. We're just like, well, this is all pointless, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is just...
Absolutely it is. And that explains why they filmed 3 different endings, which I do want to talk about. But even like, okay, after they save the baby, and then Affleck's in it, and he's in his fancy suit or whatever, which everybody hates.
I like the color scheme, and I understand why it's got the kind of the rash guard vibes to it, because he's on the motorbike.
I get it.
But I mean, for his swan song, maybe a better suit.
No.
Okay, no.
Maybe no.
Maybe no.
Yeah.
Maybe he did that on purpose. He's like, no, I deserve to be punished. I never even got a solo movie. I've been bad.
I like the bike.
It's probably spiked on the inside.
I hope so. But they do the Lasso of Truth joke again, which is from the Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this version of the lasso should be called the Lasso of Say Something Really Embarrassing. Just the worst thing that you've ever done. That's not how it should work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not how it should work, but it's liar.
How much do you get paid for this, Ben Affleck?
James, it's liar, liar rules.
Okay, yeah.
Because in the movie Liar, Liar, Jim Carrey, he felt compelled to say the most embarrassing thing he could think of. He could just say, I don't want to say anything.
Because
which is true.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the Flash in this wants to go back in time to save his mother from dying because his dad maybe murdered his mum. I still think he might have. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Burger? Burger's a murderer?
Yeah, Burger's
Hashtag in... Burger's a murderer?
He replaces Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup.
Whatever, doesn't matter. The time travel method I don't hate. It's the rolling dome of you know, of echoes through time. But it looks fucking horrible,
yeah.
And it's just all the CGI people in it, and the director of this, Andy Muschietti, who I don't blame for this, by the way, he came out and said, well, look, it's supposed to look like that because you're looking at a time bubble and the distortion.
Mm.
No, I do not accept that.
Right.
You clearly crunched a bunch of people doing the visual effects work and we got here.
Perhaps you could just use some film footage of those people.
No.
Why a horrible CGI version of Henry Cavill Superman? Maybe just a video of Henry Cavill building a PC.
Yes.
Here it is.
Another thing that I think looks really bad in this, and it's not even the worst thing because we'll get to that, is that one version of the Flash when they're on screen together is always CGI.
It's
a CGI face and head. And it's just, I every time I see it, I know which one's real and which one's the body double with a head pasted over. And I just find it really upsetting and annoying and just takes me right out of this movie.
Isn't it wild that they chose this one? Again, this incredibly troubled production, which dragged out for years and years and years, but for some contractual reason, seemingly, and we don't really know why, they had to release this theatrically. They had to finish it and had to put it out.
I think it's a sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that they didn't just go, let's just film this in the easiest way possible. Let's get Ezra Miller as one Flash talking here and then cut to Ezra Miller as other Flash in a different shot. They went, we simply must put them both in frame at the same time.
All the time.
We simply must make this as difficult as possible. We simply must make this some sort of film feat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some heroic feat that we're doing in the hardest way we possibly can. Don't worry about it.
No.
Nobody cares.
No. There's also another way to get them both in camera, and you know, you have a camera that's able to replicate the same movement twice, and then you can literally put them both there at the same time.
Or you could just have a shot of Ezra Miller as one version of the Flash, and then Andy Muschietti from off screen could yell, I'm the other Barry Allen. I'm here too.
I has love.
I'm here too.
It's fun that it's Man of Steel week, I guess.
Yep, sure, okay.
This comes 10 years after the birth of the universe and that movie. I think it's interesting that the Flash was already there. He'd visited Man of Steel Week as well.
Mm, which I think was sort of a prevailing internet theory.
Yeah.
You know, the idea...
Where's the Flash?
Exactly.
Wouldn't he run in there?
He was there. He was doing stuff.
He saved one child.
Yeah.
What a goose.
Well, Superman certainly didn't. He was not interested in doing that, was he?
I love Michael Shannon's opinion on this movie. I don't know if you've seen him talk about it.
Was he just like, they put me in a room and it was just... Didn't they just film his face or something like that?
For a lot of it, they did.
And then they just CG'd everything else around
him? Yeah. He filmed, he said, for only 2 or 3 weeks. He couldn't even say specifically. But he didn't like... No, he doesn't hate this movie, but when they rang him, he was like, I don't get this.
He didn't. I'm sure he didn't hate the check, they said.
Sure he didn't. Anyway, here's a section called Nothing Wrong With That.
Oh,
we're
talking
about something that I don't think there's nothing wrong with.
Okay.
Michael Keaton's back
as
Batman. He's also not the same version because this is a universe of different merged elements.
Yeah, so this isn't the Burtonverse.
No, it's not strictly that.
Because as we know, the Burtonverse continued in the Batman 89 comic book series and a series of Batman novels.
Yes.
And we love reading a novel with superheroes in it. We love reading a bit of prose about someone swirling their cape or whatever. then he fired his grappling hook gun and we all went, ooh.
Ooh. Oh, did he?
Very dramatic. He's swinging around.
I refer to this version, I guess, as Spaghetti Time Travel Batman. I like that he's got all his old 80s tech.
Yep.
Michael Keaton said, make the suit restrictive. I don't want to be able to turn my head. I want to feel claustrophobic.
And the production team said, that's fine. We're going to CGI all the fight scenes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a perfect summation of this movie is a CGI Michael Keaton bouncing around taking out bad guys in a way that the original version of that never could happens while a CGI Ezra Miller does a big CGI green vomit.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just this movie.
Yeah,
here's some fan service done badly and then an awful thing to look at.
Absolutely. It feels very, even though so much of this is set like out in the desert and in a huge city, it all feels very cramped and enclosed, did you feel?
Absolutely.
Yuck.
Yeah, I agree, yuck. I guess it was also probably filmed during COVID, a lot of it as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Also, some of it was shot in 2023, the year it came out. We'll talk about it. So also, I think what's frustrating about this as well, they clearly brought in Michael Keaton because they were going to make him like a Nick Fury kind of character, like a universe kind of gathering together of whatever. And to follow this up, there was going to be a Batgirl movie, which was cancelled. And they were also thinking of doing a Batman Beyond adaptation with him, which now you cannot do. You have killed any interest or thrill of seeing Michael Keaton come back because they did this instead.
I'd probably see him come back.
Yeah, but like they won't do it, will they?
No, of course, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Because the numbers have told them that that isn't a draw.
Yes. But maybe
because they put him in the worst movie that they could possibly put him in.
And they should have called it Batman Flashpoint. They may as well have.
Yeah.
Because there's 3 Batmen in this.
Yeah.
4? 5. Because there's the big disgusting ball of time travel.
Oh, I forgot about the big disgusting ball of time travel. Sure. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, Adam West is in this, isn't he?
Yeah.
In this.
In this. Anyway, here's another nothing wrong with that.
All right, here we go.
I think Sasha Calais is a good Supergirl.
We did it. We got to the Supergirl.
Really, though.
We got to the Supergirl portion of this.
It looks good. It's a solid performance. It was intentionally an androgynous take with like the shorter hair and no skirt. This is also a look taken from Injustice.
Oh.
There's like a timeline in that where you see the kid, the Joker murdered when he stabbed Lois Lane, grow up. And it's just this.
Okay, right.
Looks like this. Mm-hmm. I guess if there's one thing I don't like, at one point, Kara says, Krypton is a beautiful place. Disagree.
Yeah.
Horrible. No, disgusting.
But you said this is kind of a weird patchwork, big ball of
maybe
weirdness.
It is beautiful.
Maybe it's one of the nice Kryptons.
Pinboards and dirt and
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe, giant dragonflies. I'm not saying it doesn't look visually interesting. We've talked about Man of Steel. I like it, but you cannot tell me that is beautiful.
You might say it was beautiful. There wasn't a lot to do. Unless you like playing pinboard Tetris. Yeah, I think she's good in this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame she got 10 minutes in this movie and not her own movie.
Absolutely.
For example.
And I think she matches the kind of, I don't know what the
haircut.
Haircut or vibe or look of Henry Cavill. You could see how they
she
are.
She doesn't match that haircut.
No, but you know, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what I mean
Dour.
By that? Dour, yeah. Mm,
dour with a hint of hope.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll take it.
That's what the symbol means. Dour with a hint of hope.
You know, and them rescuing her from the facility, I don't mind that. It's probably my favourite stretch of the movie.
Keaton Batman hacking into stuff with his little Blackberries and so forth.
He's using his little Blackberries. He's got a little tape measure or whatever.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, he's gadgeting about. There's a moment where he nearly gets shot right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But is saved by Supergirl. And, you know, and a lot of this movie is also is one of the Flashes, the original one, trying to get their powers back because they were taken away. They transferred powers and the tooth came out or whatever. It's a great joke. And
it's a great joke. Why not dedicate 25 minutes to it of this already bloated and overlong movie involving the big vomity time travel sphere or whatever?
Yeah. And I love that the final battle is just watching Michael Keaton and Sasha Calle just get murdered while Flash number 2 just gets filled up with shrapnel.
Pretty great.
And the end of the universe, the last time we see Michael Keaton or this version of Supergirl...
dead.
It's just death.
Right.
Which it wasn't initially supposed to be.
Interesting.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Would you prefer that, or would you prefer some colourful villains shooting their heat rays and their freeze rays and throwing their boomerangs and stuff? And then the Flash is like, hey, I'm here to stop you.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't even hate it, but I just think they clearly didn't start this movie with the intention of us never seeing those characters ever again.
Correct, yes. Also, this extends to every appearance of Flash in the DCEU and a bunch of Flash stuff, you know, animated stuff or whatever. Barry Allen's supposed to be a jock. He's supposed to be like a kind of a hunk of a man. The John Wesley Shipp TV series from the 90s nailed it.
Yep.
He's handsome and he's cool and he's more ripped than he needs to be for the 90s.
He's still a hunk of a man.
But he just happens to be a police scientist or whatever. Stop giving us these hunched over kind of versions of the Flash. Grant Gustin was a bit closer. I mean, he was certainly handsome.
Yeah.
And he could sing.
And he could probably do the chin-ups if he wanted to.
Probably do the chin-ups if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But like... What are you doing? Stop it. Stop. It's some version of like Flanderization, but instead of being Flanderized, he's just like, I'm all spindly and weird. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But you know what I really don't like?
This is what
tips this movie over for me.
Is it the disrespect?
It's the cameos. Look, it's the cameos at the end and they're all CGI. And I think if they actually had used archival footage or real actors, or any version of that, I could have forgiven this. I think it would have been acceptable. Or even if they asked Christopher Reeve's family to include him in this, which they didn't, because they own his likeness. So they're like, fuck it. He looks like a PlayStation 3 character.
Oh, well, there's the other Supergirl as well.
And other there Supergirl is in this.
There we go. Yeah. We did it, folks.
Who's alive?
Yeah. Again, it's this thing of like, why didn't you just do the less expensive option, which would look... normal.
Yeah.
But instead you were like, no, let's spend more millions and millions of dollars and crunch all our VFX guys to do something that looks worse.
And just to have all these disrespectful balls just crashing into each other, we get George Reeves.
# disrespectful balls.
We get George Reeves' universe, which we've talked about before, a man who, like, this role, like, ruined him. That was a whole other thing. They used the film editor, Justin Ballantyne. He's that version of the Flash, you know, the black and white Flash.
Oh, the Jay Garrick version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
which
didn't
really exist in any form in the real world. No.
But they added it, didn't they?
They did. But no John Wesley Shipp.
No, exactly. Adam West is in here. Again, dead, disrespectful. Nicolas Cage actually filmed this role for real, and they just completely replaced it. They put him in the suit and everything. He's talked about this. He was like, I don't know why they did that to me. Yeah.
I didn't like it, I'm pretty sure is what he said.
And it's interesting because they're all watching their universes collapse or combine and disrespectfully bowl into each other. And they don't do anything related to what's happening.
Mm.
And then everything just fixes itself. And I guess they all just go, wonder what that was.
You would, though, wouldn't you?
You would wonder about it.
Undeniably, I mean, if anything, that's the only accurate thing that happened in this movie.
Yeah.
I think if a big portal opened up above us... and a bunch of versions of us were flying around and shooting lasers, and then it just closed, I'd be like, I wonder what that was about. Seems very human, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they all just thought to themselves, oh, well, let's go back to our dead universes we'll never see again.
Glad we don't have to deal with that. Anyway, back to my universe, where it's always the late 70s or early 80s, but it's also the 50s?
Yeah, man.
I hate it here. Let me go back to reading my fake newspaper while wearing a hat. This is so sad.
So the reason that Supergirl and Batman keep dying is because this is a nexus point that you cannot change in reality.
Of course it is. Why not make a Flash movie overly complicated? Why not?
Yeah, also, it's not like we've just seen them alter multiple things in this movie and combine different universes, but this exact moment cannot be changed.
Because there's the most lasers.
Yeah, there is the most
lasers. There's the most lasers and the terraforming beam is coming down or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, obviously. You can change the thing in a supermarket, but when the beam is coming down...
yeah.
If there was a beam coming down to that supermarket, he couldn't have changed anything.
He couldn't have changed anything.
Yeah.
He couldn't have moved any of that soup or whatever he was doing.
That's right.
Yeah. But at least he gets to say goodbye to his mum. That's a thing I don't mind. I think that's a nice moment with the Flash and his mum giving each other a hug and whatever. But he does end up changing something because he puts the can of soup on the top shelf, which then proves his dad didn't rush home and murder his mum. Just kidding, it wouldn't. Because if you look at this, there's no evidence here to suggest that his dad was innocent. First of all, if there was footage of a man who's built like his dad and you don't see his face and he's wearing the same clothes in the supermarket, that, I feel, would be evidence enough.
Absolutely.
That he didn't do it. Except his wife is murdered mere seconds before he enters the house.
Correct.
She's still alive when Little the Flash goes in there.
Correct.
So it doesn't prove anything.
I agree. I agree, James.
He could have ran in and stabbed her, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And he might have.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who fucking did kill her? We know it's the Reverse Flash you know, what you might know of the comics, but they don't do any of that here.
And I guess because they were like, well, we'll make second Barry Allen a Reverse Flash of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll make Dark Flash or whatever they're calling this version.
They could have even done that. Yeah, I did it because I wanted to create myself and whatever.
Yes, exactly.
And whatever. This is a Nexus point because there was a laser.
But probably the producers were like, no, we don't want to make this too complicated.
Yeah.
We'll keep all that in.
It's so streamlined already.
We've filmed that, so we're not going to get rid of that. We can't add a new guy in. We can't add a man in a ridiculous yellow suit because then we'd have to CGI that from scratch. Could we borrow one from the TV version? No.
No, I think they're probably using them. Tom Cavanagh probably stole it.
Probably.
Typical.
Yeah, typical.
Yeah. Anyway, the actual ending, though, which, as I mentioned, is one of three, is George Clooney returning. And it clearly looks like a reshoot. Ezra Miller has a wig. Mm-hmm. You can see that doesn't fit very well. But here's how it originally went. Then I'm going to tell you the second way it originally went.
This is very exciting.
Okay, so.
Normally you provide no new information for me. But this time, potentially you are, so this is exciting.
So the reason this changed is because over the filming of this movie, there were three different regimes at Warner Brothers.
Ah.
Under the Toby Emmerich and Walter Hamada version, it was going to be Barry meeting Michael Keaton's Batman and Sasha Calais's Supergirl at the courthouse steps.
Okay, so they've survived to the whatever the new universe
yes.
was. Okay, right.
There is some images available of that.
Okay, that sounds like a nice ending.
Yeah.
Because of those two.
They don't just die in the dirt. Yeah.
Those two heroes who sacrificed so much of themselves for no gain at all in this movie that they magically somehow survived. Doesn't really make a ton of sense, but I'd throw it in there. Why not? If the soup saved his dad, the soup can also save Supergirl and Michael Keaton, you know?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
But then Discovery bought Warner Brothers.
Okay. Disgusting Discovery.
And they out... And then David Zaslav ousted Emmerich and Hamada and brought in Michael DeLuca and Pam Abdi.
Okay.
And then it became the courthouse steps moment, but they added Superman, played by Henry Cavill, Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot. The idea being that because Cavill was going to continue as Superman because he was also, there was a Black Adam cameo, and it was, oh, then he's kind of, he's established again as the existing Superman because we're going to make another Superman movie at some point.
But it was going to be Keaton Batman.
It was going to be Keaton Batman, but then there was also going to be a post-credit sequence where Ben Affleck, and there's a picture of this, calls in and goes, help, I'm stuck in a dimension or whatever.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Help, I'm stuck in a dimension. I don't know what to do. I'm in uncharted territory here. I don't have my special rash guard on. I'm going to get sunburned.
I think he had some of it on.
Okay.
Yeah. They're also open to Supergirl returning at some point, this version, which is why they kept her in, which again, they're doing at the moment. And also they didn't want audiences, the last image of her to be just Zod stabbing her.
Absolutely.
Which it is now.
It is. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, then James Gunn and Peter Safran were brought in.
Okay.
And it was their idea to bring in a different Batman because they didn't want any of this to tie into what's happening in the future. They knew, I think, at that point that they were going to do a version of Superman without Henry Cavill. Uh-huh. Right.
So they said trap the Flash in the Schumacher Batman universe.
Yeah, the sort of Schumacher Batman universe because maybe Aquaman's also there or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So they brought in George Clooney. They filmed this in the January before the movie came out. They filmed for half a day. They didn't even screen this. They showed it at CinemaCon in April. Took out the part where it's revealed which Batman it is.
They didn't even get the full set. When Clooney turns around, he's also filming a Nespresso ad. He goes out the other side of the limousine and there's the Nespresso ad there. delicious.
Apparently also George Clooney was shown a cut of this and he was like, I like this. I would love to come back as Batman. And we can also talk about how other people loved this movie somehow.
I think he would look better as Batman now, I think.
I think he would too.
He didn't look quite right.
No.
In Batman and Robin.
It's the haircut.
It is the haircut.
Yeah. And then it ends with Aquaman showing up in this with Jason Momoa, which I think the initial idea was that they were going to keep him. He was the one holdover. And Jason Momoa has stayed. He's just a different character now.
Correct.
Anyway, as I said...
Correct and not confusing.
But as I said, it's not boring because there's always a new horrible thing to experience
Correct.
And look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, you probably remember this, but Ezra Miller was on an absolute fucking tear.
A real crime spree, allegedly.
While this was happening. Some of it is confirmed. Look, Ezra Miller was clearly going through a mental health crisis at the time. Not that I'm excusing any of this, but obviously there were some things going on and there was some trouble on set. At one point, they claimed to be Jesus, the devil, and also the next Messiah.
You can't be all of those things.
Yeah, pick one.
God, pick one. Pick one, and then the other two can be... given to your mean little friends in the movie, who we didn't mention, who were clearly intended to be like, well, they're his mean little friends for the sequels, yeah. I guess. And they could probably also get powers or something.
Hmm.
One of them can be a tornado lady and one guy can be a
Dairy Girls.
Yeah.
One is a Dairy Girls.
One is a Dairy Girl. And one can be another Flash or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
A different coloured Flash, it's fine.
Yeah. There was allegations of harassment, assault, grooming, leaving weapons around children.
They found those weird old-timey guns.
Yep. A witness stated that they saw Miller blow marijuana smoke in a baby's face and use the arm to waft more smoke into the baby's direction.
Do you think that's why they put the baby in a microwave in the movie? Because you know how some people claim there's that conspiracy theory that they created the Disney series Frozen?
Yeah.
So when you Google Disney Frozen, that's the first result, as opposed to the idea that Walt Disney had his head frozen so he could live forever. Do you think maybe they put the baby in the microwave in the movie so that when you... Google Ezra Miller horribly mistreating babies. That's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say so too, allegedly. Yeah.
It's reported that they broke into a private home and stole alcohol, and this is true. They ended up pleading guilty to trespassing and burglary and petty larceny. There's also a video of Ezra Miller choking a woman.
Oh, I do remember that one.
So there's all of that happening while this movie was filming, and it does get to a point where the studio must have considered, is this worth putting out? Spoiler alert, no.
It wasn't, but they did.
Anyway, it's time for the trivia.
Whoa.
We're going to do some trivia here. Do you like improv?
Yes.
Michael Keaton improvised the Batman moment. You want to get nuts, let's get nuts. Incredible improv, saying a thing from another movie.
Yeah.
The character of Kara Zor-El actually featured originally in this universe or whatever. I don't know. It is a Man
the
of
horrible
Steel.
Universe. There's the a, horrible
there's
DC
There's a Man
universe.
Of Steel like tie-in comic and there's an empty ship and pod and that's
Supergirl.
Oh, that's
right.
Or
yeah, okay. Sure, yeah. sure.
Nick,
isn't that also in Man of Steel? Isn't there an empty pod?
Yeah,
in,
there's an empty pod
in the Fortress of Solitude or whatever and people are like, that's probably Supergirls.
Yeah, yeah,
probably
yeah.
Probably Supergirls.
Nicolas Cage claims that his cameo was supposed to be Superman witnessing the destruction of an entire universe. He shot footage, but then it was repurposed into a giant spider fight, which is a nod to Superman Lives, blah, 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 Kevin Smith, etc. Whatever. Tim Burton.
Kevin Smith keeps cropping up in these Supergirl videos.
He's loving it.
He's loving it.
There were reports that Warner Brothers reached out to Christian Bale to possibly reprise his role as Batman for a possible cameo, presumably the end, I guess.
And he said, no, I want to be in a Thor movie, please. I want to be in a Thor movie that nobody liked.
Yeah.
I want to spit on the legacy of the great character from the comics. That's not true. He tried his best.
Yeah, he tried his best in a not very good movie. Christian Bale stated before that he would only do a Batman movie if Christopher Nolan was involved. So, you know, maybe we'll see that. For that Clooney cameo, which is a fine cameo, by the way. I think also we spoiled it by accident because somebody told us.
Oh, that's right.
And we were like, ha, Clooney's in this apparently. And then he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe DC were like, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, it was our idea and we did it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure they were like, who can we use? We can't, Kilmer, Clooney, Bale, whatever, you know? When an unfinished edit of the film was shown to test audiences in 2022...
They were like, nah, this isn't real. This is fake.
No, it gained the highest scores for a test screening of any Warner Brothers film since The Dark Knight.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Prior to the release of this movie... Everybody said it was the best movie they've ever seen.
Speaking of, James Gunn said, this is one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen. Andy Muschietti did an amazing job. Stephen King said, why are you getting involved, by the way?
Right.
This one is special. It's heartfelt, funny, and eye-popping. I loved it. Tom Cruise called Andy Muschietti and complimented him for 15 minutes about this movie. What the fuck are we... What's happening? Who's seeing this? What do you mean, Tom Cruise?
I think...
What did they see?
Look, they're all wrong, obviously. But I think what... I'd be willing to bet that Cruise was only shown the bit at the end.
Did they put him in it?
They
and
might
he was like,
have.
I love it!
It was just Ethan Hunt over and over again. And then the volleyball scene from Top Gun.
Yeah.
I reckon some people were just shown snippets of this, and they're like, oh, it is a love letter to... Without context, you might be like, oh, sure, this will probably make sense if I were to watch the whole movie. There's Christopher Reeve, and there's Adam West, and there's all the rest, and they look... What a fitting send-off or whatever.
The only thing that makes sense to me is that they saw a cut of this and were told, this isn't finished. Mm. Because if I saw this and they went, this clearly isn't finished because all this looks like shit, I'd be like, okay, the movie's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I think if this looked good, this is like a 60% better movie.
You think so?
30.
Thank you.
10.
Yeah, there we go.
So that's the only explanation for this that I could possibly imagine. Because I don't see how anybody could look at this and be like, this is great.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe that wasn't done at all. Maybe they got to the bit where the Flash is like, I'm going to keep going back in time and blah, 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 and go through the snot universe or whatever. And then an assistant just comes out and then goes, and then we see all the wonderful DC characters from times past. Christopher Reeve is going to be there.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Adam West is going to be there.
Right. Didn't he die?
Yes, but we found a way around that.
But did you ask anybody?
They've all died.
Okay. Did you ask anybody who knows him or his family?
We will ask some people. And it's going to be a beautiful, and there's going to be swelling music, and it's going to be a beautiful send-off to all, and it's going to be...
You've got to get Nicolas Cage, and you're going to use that footage of him, real footage.
We are going to have some footage of Nicolas Cage, yes. And then it's going to be beautiful. And they went, well, that does sound nice.
Yeah.
Would you say it was the best movie you've ever seen if you saw that in it and it were real? I guess I would. Too late, you said it.
Anyways, box office on a budget of $220 million, maybe $300 with reshoots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's marketing, and you got to break even. You got to hide Ezra Miller.
Yeah, for sure.
In the lead up to this. Also, people were saying maybe they should have got Grant Gustin and just deepfaked him into this. It's too much. You couldn't.
What, the
do
whole
it.
Movie?
Yeah, you can't
no,
do
they
that.
Couldn't
it's
have
impossible,
done that, yeah.
Right?
Also, they already covered Flashpoint in his show.
Yeah.
So
also, there's two of him all the time. I get it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it made $271.4 million.
That's
sunk
less.
Like a fucking stone, as it should have. This is a poisoned movie.
Absolutely.
Rotten to the core.
It really is, yeah.
I don't even blame anybody, really. There's no one to blame. There's too many people involved in this.
What about the suits in Hollywood?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, the bean counters. Yeah, what about them?
Yeah, I blame them, I guess.
We can happily blame them.
Yeah.
We blame anybody except the people who can give us payola and freebies for seeing their movies.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you know these videos come out early?
Yes.
They do at bigsandwich.co or patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Like, for example, next week's video, here's a hint. I can't remember. We're doing something in the lead up to...
Something.
Christopher Nolan, whatever.
Okay, terrific.
Something, something, then Troy or whatever.
Ah, terrific.
Yeah.
Gods of Egypt?
Oh, we could do Gods of Egypt.
We could.
Also, we do video game Let's Plays. We've got a bunch of DC games that we've played there. We've got a comic book club. There's an amazing video where we review and look at the best Supergirl comic book.
That's right.
Which also the movie's going to be based on somewhat.
Yes. And somewhat based on Star Wars, based on some of the...
stolen art.
Some of the stolen concept
art.
Yeah.
Also, we have a podcast. It's called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We'll, of course, be reviewing Supergirl. That's on its own YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple, etc.
If you want a review of the movie The Flash from several years ago, it's in there somewhere.
That's right.
I was probably like, this is all right.
You might have been.
Yeah.
I've never been like that.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm not saying you were wrong or right. I'm just saying this made me angry from the get-go.
Yeah, something's all right.
Thank you so much to Ben for the edit. I can't even imagine looking at this in depth. Well, I can, because we've done it 3 times.
That's right. Yuck. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. And we'll see you on the next one.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.